Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker. So, tonight I'm going to talk a little bit about, we've heard this poem before, but I'm going to read it. I don't know if it's a poem, but it's a saying. Hard times create strong men. Strong men create good times. Good times create weak men. Weak men create hard times. So, I was thinking about this a little bit because two things that kind of struck me. Number one, all the protests that are going on right now. And that takes a lot of strength to fight back against your government, like Hong Kong, like Chile, like some of it going on in the UK against Brexit not happening. And but I'll cover more of that in a minute. And then you've got safe spaces in colleges and people upset because they don't think everything is exactly fair and even, and I didn't get the opportunity that guy has because he's got a lot of money and I didn't. So he has an advantage by going to a better school than me. So we need to have socialism now in the United States. And, you know, it just made me realize that here in the United States, we're in good times right now. And guys and women, men and women. When I say weak men, I'm talking about women as well. We're just weak. We're just weak. We don't have any strength. We don't have any conviction. Everything upsets everybody over everything. I mean, and then you've got other countries that right now, I think, are in hard times. You know, I think they're in the weak men create hard times. Weak being whether it's the government, whether it's society. You know, we're in this really weird circle. And now, you know, we may be looking at another kind of civil war that we're fighting here in the United States. But I want to tackle stuff that's coming around the globe first. So let's, I've got a bunch of websites. I'm just going to click through these. But you've got protest in Chile. You've got Iran now having problems with its protesters, admitting they got rid of some of them permanently. You've got China that's, of course, with Hong Kong and the problems going there. And the interesting thing is the China protesters, the Hong Kong protesters, are now holding American flags and cheering Donald Trump for supporting them and they're for democracy. But ironically, here in the United States, students, the college students here, hate Donald Trump and they're for socialism and communism. Go figure. You'd think that maybe they'd look outward at some of the socialistic and communist countries, see how badly they're poor, how poorly they're treated and how poorly they do. You'd think they'd look at us like they are. And you know, with the protesters in Hong Kong saying, "Yay, America, we wish," they were singing our national anthem and saying our pledge. And they were praising, you know, Donald Trump and Americans for their freedom and saying, you know, "Donald Trump, save us." Because they want that freedom. They want democracy. And yet here where we have it, everybody's, you know, all the left, not liberal, the left, and many of the young college people that have fallen to the left are now wanting socialism and communism. You got me. Brexit, 3-4 years ago now, was voted on. It was voted to happen, and Parliament still won't let it happen. You've got Ecuador protests still going on in Ecuador. There's problems in Haiti, Venezuela, a socialist country that, you know, Bernie Sanders praised very heavily. That has completely fallen apart. People are starving to death. The problems that are still happening in France. And then you've got Sweden and Germany and some of the other countries that have let in too many immigrants and are really struggling with crime rates right now. I mean, Sweden has bomb and grenade problems. England has knife and machete problems. You can take away the weapon, but it's not going to remove the problem. If people want to hurt you, they're still going to find a way to hurt you. And here again in the States, now we've got where you've got a president that's a year away from getting voted in again or out of office. And, you know, the Democrats are not going to let that happen. They're pushing for an impeachment. And they're pushing for getting rid, many of the people running for presidency are pushing to get rid of free speech, our First Amendment right. getting rid of gun rights, the Second Amendment. And the reason why that's important is because in all these countries that had their Second Amendments taken away, many years later, socialism came in behind it and they couldn't do anything about it. See, so that's one of the reasons why people fight so strongly for our Second Amendment, is the tyranny of government, not from foreign influence. And then you've got these safe spaces on the campuses. If you look at some of the universities now, and I don't remember all the names off the top of my head, but when you have someone going to speak there that is conservative or a little bit different, they have protests. They tear down the campuses. I mean, look at Berkeley. They set the thing on fire. I think it was for Ben Shapiro. It might have been for somebody else, I don't recall. But they set the campus on fire and did $600,000 worth of damage because they just didn't want this other person to come there and speak. These are the hard times starting to show up. And why? Because men and women have no backbone. They don't know how to handle the world. They don't how to handle criticism. Look, I read some of the comments. 99% of your comments are great about my channel. But everybody once in a while says, you know, I'm not going to listen to some bald doofus with a mustache and who says this and says that. And I think you're an idiot. Okay. You know, like, go do your own thing, but I appreciate you swinging by. We're not all going to agree on everything, whether it's politics or anything else. But when you refuse to hear someone else's idea, when you refuse to even have civil discourse, when you refuse to engage with your fellow man because it may hurt your feelings, or that free speech is hate speech because you might say something that can offend somebody else, man, we're soft. We're so soft. You know, when I look at my father was he was in the Korean War. My grandfather was in the Civil War, or excuse me, the World War II. But during World War I, World War II, during the Civil War, you had 16, 17, 18-year-olds going to war, some of them fighting their own family members because they disagreed. World War I, World War II, I mean, you know, you look at some of these young men that stepped in to go to war, and then you look at the women, that's where Rosie the Riveter came from. I don't know if you've ever heard of her, but she was a campaign because Rosie the Riveter was a poster to motivate women to go do traditionally men's jobs because all the men were off at war. And those were some pretty strong women, I mean, back then. And then all the way up through the Vietnam War, where you had men going off to war and then several not, and they were sitting around and doing the old ganja and twirling flowers in their hand and free love and all this other stuff. But as you come up through like maybe the 80s or the 90s, since kind of Reagan, at least in the United States, I can't speak to a lot of other countries. I've just got to use my own examples here. But when you look at the 80s kind of onward, things just get better and better and better. And now, you know, since 2001, when we had the Twin Towers go down, you look at the first responders and everybody there, and the police, the firefighters, and the medical, and they're all extremely strong people. But since then, you know, in the last almost 20 years, we really haven't had any problems. Trump has kept us out of any entanglements with Iran. We haven't gone to war there. We went to North Korea and made some peaceful moves there. And whether you love or hate the guy, either way, you have to admit he's strong. He doesn't back down from anything. I mean, he'll just butt heads with anybody that disagrees with him. But that's not the point. The point is that those in the past were strong people. But now without problems, I mean, people are getting upset because they can't use their cell phone at work. I read a poll that said something like 60 or 70% of young millennials would not take a job where they weren't allowed to use their phone during the day. So your phone use and texting your friends and checking on Facebook and all this other crap is more important than you having a good paying job. That's where we are. Cry spaces, safe spaces. So all these non-problems, now you see people looking for problems all around the world. Now, granted, some of these other places have real problems. I'm not saying they don't. And they've got government problems, and that's why they're fighting back. But most of these places are socialist, the ones that are really having bad governmental problems. And the ones that aren't are having, you know, other problems where you had weak leaders that didn't protect nationalism and watch out for their own country's best interest. And now they're having border problems, and now they're having immigrant problems, and now they're having all tons of problems, right? And it's because no one was strong enough to stand up and say no more. You know, there's a story here that I had pulled up where a transgender MMA fighter breaks skull of her female opponent. And it says, are we becoming too careful not to offend any group of people? And we are. Look in the case of transgender and gay rights versus the Islamic faith. You have a lot of people saying, oh, we need to be very open and allow Muslims into the country and support Islam. Okay, then you have the same group of people saying, we need to support transgender, we need to support gay rights. Okay, guess what? Both those groups don't agree with each other. How are you going to support both? You can't. It doesn't work that way. You have to either side with one or the other. But because you're trying to bend the knee and bow to everybody that wants something and wants their way, you back yourself into a corner where all of a sudden just everything starts tearing itself apart because no one agrees on anything. And this is what you've got. Now school administrators are bowing down to what the students want from them. And if the students get upset that a teacher said something, instead of them standing up behind the teacher, they fire the teacher so the kids get their way. You can't win. You cannot bow and please everybody. And that's what everybody tries to do. And then when you apologize for it, not only are you coming across as weak and you're basically admitting that you're wrong, but in the same token, now you're promoting them to do it again. You've got Colin Kaepernick, a football player here in the United States, who screams that the Betsy Ross flag is somehow racist, even though it was used in President Barack Obama's inauguration hanging behind him, and that I think it was the Whig Party, but anyway, they were some of the original people. Betsy Ross and the government around that time were some of the first people that were giving rights to minorities. But just because somebody decided to say it was racist, well, and what happens? Colin Kaepernick gets a Nike deal and lots of money. So of course people are gonna, all you're doing is you're paying off people that are bribing you. They're holding you at knife point, threatening you, and you cave and you say, okay. And all you're doing is you're patting them on the back for holding you up at knife point. We are so full of weak people. And I'll say this much, to everybody that's standing up to their governments, whether it's in Venezuela, whether it's in Chile, whether it's in Iran, whether it's in Hong Kong, wherever it is, okay, all you people are strong, very strong. And that takes a lot of guts to do what you're doing. Half of you can't hear me because you don't have internet anymore, like in Iran, because they shut it off. But they're very strong people. But to the rest of everybody that's just flopping around like fish and bowing to whoever, you know, holds a theoretical sharp object to you and bowing down to them, you're weak. And you know what's coming from all this weakness? Hard times. And the hard times are just getting started. You know, we've got men not sticking up for themselves, and they're falling in with the feminist cause. I got bad news for you, though. If a guy falls in with a feminist cause and says, yeah, men are awful and men suck and men are terrible, women, they've got a good nose for that. And women know you're selling out your own kind, and they know that's crap. Now, they may date you, they may marry you, they may take your money, but they'll never respect you, and they'll never care for you, and they'll never love you because you're weak, and they know you're weak. So this isn't about a right or left thing, all right? I don't want it to be, at least. But it's coming. It's coming because no one's standing up for anything anymore. And they're just laying down, dying, and crying. And what's going to happen is things are going to get a lot worse before they get a lot better. And the only way you can protect yourself in all of this, okay, is number one, I try not to get too dug in on sides. It still happens. We all have our opinions. But the deeper you dig in, the harder it's going to be. So I try to stay at least somewhat neutral. On the political scale, I'm actually a little bit more towards libertarian, and I'm dead center between progressive and conservative, because I don't feel too strongly about anything in the world except my freedom, which is libertarian. So I think the hard times are coming, and the only thing you can do to protect yourself is to try to stay away from it a little bit, kind of watch from the outside, don't dig into one side too much, support your side. I'm not saying to bow to anybody, but I'm saying stay nimble, stay open-minded about things, because you may need to make some changes in your life. And number two is set yourself up for success. Now, what I mean by that is make sure you're working on your savings. Make sure you're working on your financial independence. Make sure you're working on backup plans. So whether your company doesn't work out, or whether your job doesn't work out, or you need to make a change in life, make sure you have a plan B. Don't rely on plan B, but at least have an option out there. I think if you do all those things, you might have a chance here. But I think things over the next 4 years are going to get really ugly, mostly here in the United States, but it looks like through all these other countries. You know, Europe, Northern Europe, with their immigration issues, they're in for a hard time. And Brexit may get ugly. And obviously Hong Kong's, that's not going so well, right? Venezuela's got some hard times coming up. So is Chile. And here in the United States, it's going to be bad, because I'll tell you now that if Trump does get reelected, look at what's happened over the last 4 years. So if he gets reelected again, double that, triple that. It's going to get even worse. And if he doesn't get elected and there's something that's shady that happened, like if there's shouts of voter fraud or something like that, don't think that the GOP and the ones that were backing him are going to have some issues too. Either way, I think we're coming up on some ugly times because we have a weak society. Mark my words, just plan for it. I'm not a much of a prepper, like a doomsday prepper. But I'll tell you what, my boss and I will be out in the middle of, I don't know, Colorado or Wyoming, getting ready to watch the world burn. Just make sure you have a backup plan. Guys, leave me a comment. Let me know what you think of it. Don't forget to check out my other channel. You Mad Lads are awesome. I appreciate the couple of donations that I got. And again, I appreciate everybody that came over to my The Unknown Adventure and subscribed over there. So don't forget to visit me over on my other channel. I'll keep putting stuff up over there. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave a comment over here. And we'll talk to you real soon. Thank you.